Blog Talk Radio.
Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to another exciting episode. I mean, really, this is going to be such an exciting show. At the 30 minutes, I know they're going to go by super, super fast, so I'm going to cut through a lot of the preliminaries so that we can hear from our awesome guest who is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Francine Humphrey, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa Williams. How are you this wonderful morning?
Wonderful. You know, I'm doing great. Thank you. So glad that you could be with us on the broadcast today.
Thank you for having me. It's definitely my pleasure and my delight, and I'm excited and looking forward to this show as well.
You know, it's always exciting when we have other radio show hosts and talk show, TV show personalities. So it is just such an honor to be able to now have the tables turned. And so now you're the guest and I'm the show host.
Absolutely wonderful. I love it, love it, love it.
I know, right? We'll have a big... we'll have to have a big conference one day of all these show hosts and share some best practices. But I want to go on and welcome our, you know, those who are listening in to the broadcast as well. Good morning. Welcome. If it's your first time tuning in to All About Entrepreneurs, well, we're certainly glad that you decided to join us today. But we are here every Monday through Friday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we have shows to enlighten you, to motivate you, to encourage you in your day, in your career, whether you're an entrepreneur or you work for someone else or you work for yourself or you don't work at all. We want to be able to encourage you in your everyday living. Also, we definitely want to welcome those in the chat room as well, because we know some individuals are able to go to the chat room, and you can also make your comments there, and I'll be reading some of the comments later as people post them. If you would like to speak, make a comment on the air, you would have to dial in to 347-945-7991. We're going to get underway shortly with our awesome guest who's coming to us all the way from her virtual studio all the way in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And we're here in New Jersey. And those of you who, we want to also welcome those who are listening via the archives. We know a lot of people do go back and listen to the archives. They're not able to tune in at 7 a.m. for various reasons. But we really do appreciate you for tuning into the broadcast. So I have with me today Francine Humphrey. Now, Francine Humphrey is a woman who is really, really doing some great entrepreneurial endeavors. She's really a woman who is a leader and on the move. I had an opportunity to meet her a couple of years back, and we've kept in touch and we've networked and we've actually shared the platform together a few times in various conferences to empower business owners and leaders, to empower people in what they're doing in terms of, you know, how they're impacting our society. And she's also a caterer. She has several businesses. She is truly an entrepreneur. She is what we would, you know, call probably a serial entrepreneur as well. She has a radio program. She has a company that is also attached to her radio program, issues concerning women. She is also a magnificent woman of God, an awesome, awesome woman of God. And I thank God for the work that she's doing as she pastors very powerful church in Virginia Beach. She's married. She has children. I mean, she's a sister, a daughter-in-law, a mother, you know. She's just doing so many wonderful things. A friend, a mentor, a coach. She does a lot more than that. She travels. She's a speaker. She's a conference host. And she puts on retreats and all other types of events. And so I'm going to move out the way now and let her share some of her thoughts about entrepreneurship as it relates to our time, you know, what we're living in right today. Everything that we're hearing in the media, we're hearing a lot about entrepreneurship. The government is talking about it. President Obama is talking about it. Every college is talking about it. So now we're talking about it right here on All About Entrepreneurs. So I want to introduce to some and announce to others my awesome guest, Francine Humphrey. Sister, I'm so glad that you're with us today.
Thank you, Coach Walisa. It is my pleasure, as I stated before, to be with you, and I am always honored and humbled when I can come before any group and talk about what we do, entrepreneurship, starting your own business, elevating your career to the next level, or even your own personal mission, because all the tips that we give you, you can use them wherever you are. So today, even if you're not interested in finding a job, but you're interested in changing something about your life or your career, what we're going to talk about today, you can use that, and all the tips can be used for your life itself. And that's what I love about what I do, because the mission that I have as being the CEO of Issues Concerning Women and being an entrepreneur is to be a voice for those who otherwise would not get heard. Sometimes we are, you know, we want to start a business. We don't know how. We don't know where to go. We don't know what to do. And so that's why we put these conferences together, the workshops that we do, so that you can have a place to get that information. And the other key point is that when you come to a conference where myself is there or Coach Walisa and some of the other great people that we have on our panels, it's not just you're going to get the information and leave. It is a avenue for you to come back to us, sit down with us. We do one-on-ones with you. We teach you. We mentor you. We walk you through the programs, and that's what I love to do. I just don't want you to come to our conference or workshop, get the materials, and then go home, and then you still don't know what to do. This morning, I want to just tell you, you need to feel the entrepreneur inside of you. And when we think about that, we know that we all have different skills, that we have been blessed with so many gifts and talents. Some of us, you know, we've gone back to school. Some of us are just born with them, and they're, you know, we have things that we can do, and we want to start this business, but we don't know how. So this morning, I'm going to tell you that it's almost impossible for you not to be thinking about entrepreneurship at this point in time in this economy that we're in. It doesn't matter what the government is doing, but what it does matter is that we see that we may not be able to attend on some of the programs that were in place before. So now we have to be thinking about, what is it that I'm going to do to make my life better? What is it that I'm going to be able to do so that I won't have to work so hard? And I don't mind working hard, but I'm going to work hard for myself because I have worked hard for others. And so no matter where you are in life right now, the decisions that you make today are going to change your life. And whatever you have been in the past has nothing to do with who you become in the future. And so I just want you to know that you can change your life starting from today. So make a decision that you're going to do something different. Make a decision you're going to start that business. And be aware that you can do it. Nothing can stop you except yourself. Coach Elisa plays this song when her program comes on called Ain't No Stopping Us Now, and that's exactly where we are. There's no stopping us now because you made the decision. You came to hear the broadcast today, so hopefully you're going to get some wonderful, wonderful information from the program. And depending on, you know, where you live, doesn't matter. You can be your own boss. So think of yourself as a consultant. Think of yourself as an employer instead of an employee. You don't have to be, you know, starting the business right now. You can keep your job, or if you're in school, you can start right where you are today. Write it down. We always talk about that. Write it down. Make it plain. Know that this day can be a change for the rest of your life.
Wow, wow. That is, I mean, yes, this is a great opportunity for individuals who come and listen and want to learn, those individuals who have that drive within them, who want to tap into that drive. Everybody has some sort of drive for something. Like you said, Francine, everyone has at least one talent. I know that because the Bible tells us at least one gift. And now is a great time, is a great opportunity, like you said. I really like what you said about asking yourself, what can I do to make my life better? And what we've learned from economist Adam Smith, he said this, you know, many, many years ago, is that if you have an interest that you believe in, okay, you have something that you want to do, that you believe in that can help you and your family, by accident, you know, sheer accident, you're going to help others.
Mm-hmm.
So seeking, you know, that's his whole invisible hand kind of way. It's his whole, the way we got this economy started here in the United States, is that when you seek your own self-interest, you have to, it's going to spill over into the wider community. Mm-hmm. Because, well, I can't do it by myself.
So I'm
gonna have to hire somebody else. There's no, it's not possible for you to do it alone.
That is so true.
And the second you go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, I was gonna say that you have to. At any time that we're gonna do something different and make a change, you have to go where your heart is. Because if you don't enjoy doing what you're doing, then you're not going to do it. You need to be motivated, and you need to enjoy and care about what you're doing. And if you care about your family, then that should be your number one motivation. You know, you're caring about what your future's going to look like, you know. And I think that a lot of times we don't think about that. You know, we have the gifts and the talents, but we don't use them because we think, well, maybe I can't make money doing that. But if you're doing something that you love, and you are continuing to do that, the money's going to come. If you just put, you know, one foot in front of the other, or get those hands moving and start working on your projects, the money will come. Trust me, I'm telling you what I know.
The money, right. I know that we are we can probably do, yeah, seminars upon seminars upon seminars on how to get the money. It will come. And so yeah, and when you said, you know, like before, you said individuals can learn not only at the conferences that you have where they can learn what it takes to start their businesses, but they can also, or start their projects and or grow in their careers, they can also get the ongoing mentoring, which is so important, the ongoing support. Because a lot of people, they go to conferences, they go to seminars, they're given a lot of information, sometimes too much, they cannot even digest it. You know, you ever been to conferences, you get so much and you don't even know what to do with it when you get home?
Absolutely, yes. I keep the stuff in the bag. I just leave it there. I was like, woo!
I know, right? It's like still in a bag.
Yeah.
Done that. I've gone to conferences that were very beautiful. The food was absolutely stunning. Great, awesome, powerful speakers and what have you, panelists. Got a nice folder and nice badge. You got a lot of stuff. You went by the various tables and collected documents, and you got home and you didn't have a clue as to what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, which isn't the horrible part. The horrible part is that you didn't know how to contact those same people.
Mm-hmm.
To get back in touch with them, to get the ongoing support. So when you said that, that really resonated with me, and I'm sure it's resonating with our listeners in a very, very big way. Listeners, you have Francine Humphrey here telling you that one of her key actions that she puts to what really differentiates the conferences that she puts on and the workshops and the seminars is that you're going to get ongoing support and help to implement your ideas, your goals, the things that you want to do. So people really need to take note of that and make sure that wherever these conferences are being held or however they can connect with you, they want to make sure you go. Yes, you want to go to the conference because that's where you're going to learn some of the secrets and the tricks and the tips of what you need to do. But then you also need someone who is willing to mentor and coach you and support you and encourage you till your project is complete.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really liking that. But wow. Now, how long have you been an entrepreneur and how did you get started?
I started my first business in 1996 and I started it part-time. And the reason why I started it, I worked for an interior design studio, and they were, you know, growing and moving and, you know, prospering, and I was helping them build their business, and it was two fabulous women, and, you know, they was like, we're going to help you to grow your business, and, you know, and the years started going by, and they were getting, you know, all the profits and making all the money and driving the pretty car, and I was still in my little putt-putt, you know. So I kept saying, wait a minute now, this doesn't look like, you know, the dream and the goal that I had. So I, instead of sucking on sour lemons and blaming them, I blamed myself because I was helping them get to where they wanted to go. And even though they had the best of intentions of helping me, they were concerned about their growth and their growing their businesses and their families, and I kind of just fell by the wayside. So when they moved into the big, beautiful building that we had been working so hard to establish, they told me that they didn't have room for me. So I was kind of like devastated for a minute, and I decided, you know what, if I can do this for them, I can do it for myself. Now, immediately I did not start a full-time business. I started a part-time floral business doing weddings, and then that turned into doing parties, and I started Marcine Designs, and I continue still to this day. I still do Marcine Designs, but I only do it by referral, and I love, you know, flowers and decorating and all that thing, and just like all the businesses that I've ever started, and I have several, and Lisa did mention that to you, I do things that I love, that I have a passion for, because I'm doing the things that I enjoy, then I'm more than likely going to continue to do them. If you're doing something that you hate, eventually you won't do it. If you hate your 9-to-5 routine, you won't be able to do your best, and you won't be good at it. So I pick businesses that I love and the things that I'm passionate about. And that's how I got started in my first business, and I'm still doing that business today. Actually, I'm doing still doing weddings, even though I, again, I don't do, I don't advertise for that. I just do them by referral.
That's a, such a great point. Now I really can see how we've really, really met, because we really have some core values. Like, for instance, doing what you're passionate about. I tell you, Francine, that is like my number one thing. I was like that even before I grew up. I mean, even as a young woman, I needed, well, some people, with people that used to, when we used to go by the signs, birthday-wise, my birthday was considered a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
And those considered you're very passionate people. So I kind of grew up, you know, with that type of training. Of course, I've gotten out of that, however. But the passion never left.
Mm-mm.
So even in a relationship, I couldn't, if I didn't have passion for you, that relationship was over. So whether it lasted a month or 2 years, for me it was fine. Because when the passion was over, gone, I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely. So I truly understand that.
When I got married, I was very afraid. I got married at 32. I thought, okay, marriage is supposed to last forever. Is this thing, am I going to have? And I had to do real soul searching here. I was like, okay, you better find out a little bit more about this passion thing and what else goes into a lasting relationship. But I am passionate about my husband. So I, and here's the thing I, too, that I learned about passion. Did you, you know, and I'm sure you know this, but I don't know if all our listeners know, do you know that you can turn on passion?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
I don't think people realize. Think about the movie Passion of the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking people, turn on your passion for this person who did this for you. I never knew, I never realized that you could turn passion on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but
yeah, to do that, you have to take some kind of action, just like what you were saying before. You just can't sit back and go and look and say, I think I might want to do that. No, you have to do something. You have to get excited about it, and then you'll be able to turn that passion on. So that's a whole other program. And
wow.
Professor, look, we don't want to scare the people.
Wow. That's a whole other show. Turn on your passion. So
that's right.
Now, back to these businesses, and so you've been doing this for a while now, definitely an expert in this field. Anyone who is listening, who wants to know about being an entrepreneurship, keeping a business going, getting the funding, the financing for your business, you definitely need to contact Francine Humphrey. I know you have a website and a program that I want you to talk about, because we're talking about being an entrepreneur in our time. We're talking about right now time, being an entrepreneur today. And so this is not your, this may not be your grandma's entrepreneurship. Things, innovation, technology has changed the face of entrepreneurship, and just the sheer numbers. Entrepreneurship is the fastest growing business right now in this country. So I want you to give us your information for your programs. Tell us a little bit about your program and how people can connect with you.
Great. In October the 18th and 19th, 2013, we are having a conference in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and the title is The Entrepreneurship Revolution. It is going to be a wonderful, wonderful program. It is a two-day seminar, and we will be offering ideas, training, inspiration, and strategies for startups, small business owners, career seekers in transition, employers, and the entire community. We are building partnerships, developing leadership skills, networking, entrepreneurship, and mentorship programs beyond the conference. If you are interested in attending the Entrepreneurship Revolution, you can contact me by my email address, which is icwdirector@gmail.com, and just like it sounds, icwdirector@gmail.com, or you may go to our WordPress blog, and it's www.entrepreneurshiprevolution.wordpress.com. And it's, I know it's long, but you can find it. It's www.entrepreneurshiprevolution.wordpress.com. Or you can just call me at 757-567-6734, and you can get in contact with me on Facebook, and I'm Francine Humphrey. I'm always there and available to you. We love what we do. Coach Lalisa Williams is going to be on our program. She's going to be doing a workshop about releasing your power, and she'll be there to answer your questions. She's coming to Virginia Beach from New Jersey. We have Dr. Hayward Horton coming from Albany, New York. He's a professor at Albany State University. We have Karen Gilliam coming from Raleigh, North Carolina. So we're the East Coast connection. So it doesn't matter if you live in Virginia Beach, you can live in New Jersey, New York, you can live in California. If you want to come to this conference, you are more than welcome. The doors will be open. We're going to have all the normal things. We're going to have that good food. We're going to have door prizes. But we're going to have a plethora of information for you. When you leave there, you're going to be inspired. You're going to want to start your business. You already have it. And if you are in business, you're going to know what to do next. And if you're a career seeker and you're not quite sure, but you know that you need a change and you need to elevate your career to the next level, come to that conference. And if you're just an individual who has not decided yet to start your own business, you still need to come as well, because the information that we're going to give you is going to help you in your personal life. We have to invest in ourselves, and I am an advocate for that. And I tell you, if you do that, if you invest in yourself, and you do things that you're passionate about, Coach Lalisa and I just finished talking about that, you do what you love, you do, you get out of that old routine that you're in, your life is going to change forever. And I'm telling you, just believe what I say. I know that you may not know me personally, but if you can just come and share with us October 18th and 19th, 2013, you're going to leave, and you're never going to be the same again.
Okay, look, Francine, you know I'm a fast typist now. I typed on the Facebook already, the Entrepreneur East Coast Connection. Call it, Francine Humphrey, Dr. Hayward. Karen Johnson.
You go, girl.
Jennifer Payment. Yes. Coach Lalisa. Listen.
Yes.
I don't know. I may have left someone out because I don't know who else is a part of your team.
Robin Faraby, she's from Chesapeake. We got a whole, you know, it's a bunch of us. But you know what? We are connected. We're building those bridges. We just can't stay in our little cubby holes anymore and just think, oh, I'm going to be wonderful. No, you need people to help you do what you need to do. And that's what I told entrepreneurs. You can't do this by yourself. You may be in business by yourself, but you need other folks to help you get your business going and to help your business grow.
Join us. I know. I typed that in right fast, but you know what? That's so cute. Because, I mean, when you get to a certain, you know, level in your life, you don't know where the Lord's going to take you next. So this was not something I was expecting, you know, out of some things that I was doing. But all of a sudden, you know, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes, you know, it's like the one guy said in the movie once. He said, you know, I didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on me.
But, that's, you know, right.
We have our wonderful guests in the chat room, and we are happy and thankful that they're able to tune in. I see the chat room is full. Thank you so much for tuning in to the broadcast. We are almost out of time. We only have a minute left, Francine. Thank you. Your information was definitely typed in. It was typed in. I don't know if that was you, or I guess that was probably Jennifer typing it in. Oh, yes,
okay.
Jennifer. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jennifer. She did put the website out there, www.entrepreneurshiprevolution.wordpress.com. They can also contact on Facebook. Early bird special is only $149. Sign up early. Bring your friends. I can truly say, this is an absolute conference you don't want to miss. We are out of time. Those who are in the chat room will lose sound, but we do want you to know that we really appreciate you tuning in. We hopefully the spark has been sparked in you for this entrepreneur revolution, that you will come to this conference to network. If you're already in business, that's wonderful. You still want to come and connect. If you have a business and you still want to come and connect, I don't know if there's vendor opportunities. I don't know if you mentioned that or not, but I'm sure
there are.
So if you are a business, this is a place that you want to be on the East Coast for October, definitely. And you can also, you know, stay tuned to this broadcast. We'll be featuring more about this as each month goes by. So from month to month, we will have Francine Humphrey or someone from her team on here to talk about this revolution. And I'm sure you'll probably be seeing something in your local towns and that are nearby, and those people who are traveling. Virginia Beach is a wonderful place to travel to. If you're coming from Ohio, California, Arizona, wherever you're coming from, if you've never been to Virginia Beach, this will be a great time to come. So I know that people in the chat room, they can't hear us, Francine, but they can go back and listen to the archives.
Oh, right. Sounds great.
It was absolutely my pleasure to talk with you. That wonderful information, you are so inspirational. And just in this short time, I really feel more rejuvenated and ready to go and, you know, get down to business, take action, get to work.
Yes, ma'am. It's been my pleasure. And you know that you inspire me. And I just want you to know that every time I look on Facebook and I see all the wonderful things that you're doing, you kickstart me. I was like, okay, I got to keep moving because Lisa is working it out in New Jersey.
Yes. It's like you said, we tap into our passion.
Mm-hmm.
And once we do that, I can't help but think about that movie, The Passion of Christ. You know,
mm-hmm.
He was in his passion. Even when you're in your passion, it'll make you do things you don't even feel like doing. You know,
right.
It can cause you to stay up late. It can cause you to take the hits, the hard knocks, when you're in your passion, and you'll take those rejections, but you'll keep on going.
That's the truth. Yes, ma'am.
Well, anyway, like you said, that's a whole other show, so don't let me go down that road. But when you said that, it hit a nerve when you talked about that. But much success to you and your businesses and your in your issues concerning women. I can't wait to see you again. And we know you'll be coming up here in August the 24th for our Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. And you were here last year. And
yes.
My goodness, oh my, what a time we have. You'll be here again this year.
Yes, we did. Yes.
So make sure you put that on your calendar. Don't forget, we already are planning already. We're talking about it. And we're moving forward, and so we're just excited to be helping people and excited to be connected with people
mm-hmm.
like yourself, people like yourself who are so connected to others. And so have a great day as you go about your day, and keep doing what you do.
I
to help
will.
So many people, and go cook some good food for somebody today.
I know, that's right.
With your H&H catering, then. Wow.
Yes. I thank you for having me on the show, and I know, our time is up. Well, you know, we're going to go past the time. We got so much to get in, but thank you, Coach Alisa, for having me on, and any time, you know, I'm always ready, and I'll see you in August. I may see you before then, but we know definitely for August. But I ain't saying that right now. But I may see you before August.
Uh-oh. Well, that's what we're talking about, too, because we're telling people that to be an entrepreneur, not just for an entrepreneur's sake, but it really should allow you some of the freedoms and some of the opportunities to do things that you couldn't do before.
Absolutely.
So when you see events and things that you may be able to participate in, now that you have a more of the schedule is yours. You set
That's
it
right.
based on your goals and dreams, and you can do more. So that's one to me sometimes is lost on people who think about being a business owner. They forget that, you know, that's one of the hooks to have your own schedule.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
Yeah, you can kind of go and take vacation. My sister knows an entrepreneur where she is. My other sister is also an entrepreneur. Well, several of them are, but one is definitely full-time. She owns a full-fledged dry. You met her, the one with the
yes.
dry cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very busy. But she had one of her customers. He takes, like, you know, 5 or 6 vacations a year.
Isn't that wonderful? And he can do that because he's not 9 to 5, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm,
yes,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. So that's what we have to – that's the other part of investing in ourselves and investing
exactly.
in our future so that
exactly.
we can do what we want to do
exactly.
and not have to wait until they say, well, you can have vacation in
exactly.
whenever, you know. You can set
Boy.
Your own schedule and have vacation whenever you want to. And that's, you know, that's one of the greatest perks of all, you know. You don't have to
wow.
wait. Until it's your 2 weeks or your week or your comp time, you can go when you want to go and you can plan and spend time
wow.
with your family, which is quite
wow.
important. Yes.
That is awesome. That is
yes.
awesome. So this conference, we know that a Revolution conference is going to be awesome just hearing that and some of the other things that you said. So, yeah. All right. Well, wonderful, wonderful. I know you have
okay.
things and events to go and prepare for and we'll be doing that here on the East Coast. We didn't get the snow they promised, so we got to get out there and get going. So,
that's right.
They promised us a snowstorm. We didn't get it.
Well,
so,
that's okay.
So we got to get
we
out.
Got
we thought we were going to be. We thought we were going to be snowed in, but we're
uh-huh.
not snowed in. So we got to get
that's
out there.
Okay. Yes.
It's okay. Yes.
That's right. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and thank you so much for having me on.
No,
yes.
thank you. Thank you. And you have a great day as well. And
all
thanks,
right,
everyone, for tuning in. And we'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.